Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Tuesday morning. It is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. It is super mild, super wet day today. Heavy rain this afternoon and evening. Certainly hope you enjoyed yesterday's weather, which was perfect. Temperatures dropping from the 70s to the 50s. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to you. How do I put this? Producer Stevie, Jen Tui, bad people.
What? How could you say that?
This will make sense at 7:10.
There's cracking, and then they some of them have those like little poker things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to do that machine where they like smash the thing down. It makes big noise.
You enjoying their voice? That's from yesterday. Do you hear the excitement? Like, listen to this again. Stevie actually wants to smash the back and pull.
There's cracking, and then they some of them have those like little poker things.
They're going to do that machine where they like smash the thing down. It makes big noise.
You hear her?
I'm not going to lie to you. There is a lot of delight in our voices.
It is a big day today. Neither of you are helping.
No, we are.
At all. You're actually rooting against me.
We are not.
Is what I feel like in studio.
Trying to prepare you for what's to come later today.
That's in an hour. EMCs, are you ready? He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Just a reminder, you didn't pick the name, and I didn't pick the name this round. Remember?
No, we had a listener pick the name. And we don't have a winner yet. We take one guess a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. Who do you think he is?
216-343-1021. EMCs, we need your guess next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess for dead guy in the envelope?
Robin Williams.
Oh, it's not Robin Williams.
Not Robin Williams. Also, by the way, Robin Williams has been guessed, so we need another guess for dead guy in the envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. EMCs, we need another name. Star 102, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I am doing well.
Good.
You?
We are doing great. Yeah, we're looking for a secondary guess. We try to kind of move the list along a little bit. So Robin Williams is already guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope, so we would need another guest if you wouldn't mind.
Is it Richard Simmons?
It is not Richard Simmons.
Not Richard Simmons. A different name, though. We appreciate that. So Richard Simmons will go on the list for Dead Guy in the Envelope, which we will post here in the next couple of days, the updated list. The game continues tomorrow morning on Star 102. Mad at you, too. It's Star 102,
Why?
Cleveland's feel-good favorites. That's coming up at 7:10.
Because we're trying to help
Scare
you.
Yes. me.
We don't want you to go in blind.
That's exactly right. We want to help.
I've been to the chiropractor before.
Me so too. We see,
out.
We're experienced people that
you're
can
not.
Offer.
You're not helping.
Not just, only that.
Stevie wants me pulled like a piece of taffy. She's
no.
delighted.
Yeah. She's not the, she the wants next you. Drop one.
Oh, Yo, the next drop one.
This was from yesterday.
There's cracking, and then they some of them have those like little poker things.
They're going to do that machine where they like smash the thing down. It makes big noise.
Look how happy you are.
That's not the taffy thing. That's
no,
a different one.
Table.
That's like where your
that's
hips drop down. Yeah. Yeah. And I also, good news, looked up what you can expect at your first appointment.
Thought you'd been there before. Why do you have to look it up?
Well, because I was there.
Because you're trying to scare me.
No.
Because yours was delightful, and that's not a great story on air.
No. I was just trying to, of course, we've web diagnosed you. We
don't
know
that.
What you really have. So I looked up what they do for that particular thing, and I have a whole list of things you can expect.
I got to leave.
Wouldn't you rather know what you're getting yourself
yeah.
into?
Actually, I don't know. I really don't know. Usually, yes, but I really don't know.
Oh,
the answer
there's
to
one
that.
Thing I'm not telling you because you would not want to know this.
Every doctor's different, Tim.
That's right.
What do we have for Stevie? I have anxiety for the dentist, which I've talked about several times. This is times a bajillion today because I've never been to one and I have no idea what to expect.
We could switch appointments.
And I am praying when I you have issues. Both have it. You and I, we just need to leave. That's coming up at 7:10. We might have to save your issues for tomorrow. I don't even know if we have time today. There's so much to get to, but what are we doing for Steve on the socials?
So there's this girl on TikTok that has gone viral a couple of times for what she does at Target. And some people think it's good. They're like, oh, that's so smart. What a nice hack. And other people are really mad at her and say, you are not allowed to do this.
Okay. Mad at her. Think it's a great hack. You decide. Stevie on the socials in 3 minutes.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There's this girl who went viral. She shared what she does. I think she probably should have kept it to herself personally, but she did share her little hack. This is for like the book lovers. So what she does is she goes to Target, buys the book she wants to read, goes home, reads the book within a day or two, and then returns the book.
Oh.
So people are like, oh, that's so smart, some people. And then a lot of the comments are basically like, have you heard of a library? And other people are saying that, you know, it's not fair to the authors because they deserve to get paid for their work, and it does affect them. Not necessarily Target, but like the authors. And I don't know. How do you feel about that, Jen?
Yeah, she should have kept that to herself.
I agree. You can't.
You do it or not, I don't think I can tell on Jen's face.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
I don't either. Yeah. Also, like, are you cracking the spine or the page? Like, that is unfair to the author. That's unfair to the next person that buys that book.
Yeah, you bring it home. I get some germs in it.
Yeah, I don't love that. And I agree with the people that are like, haven't you heard of a library or Libby or Kindle or anything? Like, why are you doing that?
I just have a feeling that now that this went viral, books, you're going to go to Target or Walmart or wherever, and all the books are going to be like covered in plastic.
You can't, because everybody follows everybody.
Yeah.
There's very few leaders.
So they'll just be covered in plastic.
That's all they do.
And then the plastic's open, you can't return it.
You can't return it.
Admit it. We'll leave you anonymous. Did you grab a book at Target or somewhere else, read it, and take it back?
What if you hated the book? Can you return it?
Yeah, you're on page 23.
That's an interesting question.
Right? This is not for me.
Just go to the library.
Are you allowed to? Like, if you go, you know, we have a Barnes & Noble in, you know, Mentor, and they're around, you know. And you bought a book that you started and didn't like, are you allowed to return it? I don't know.
That's a great question. I don't know.
I buy books all the time for Izzy. Izzy, my daughter, she loves books, and we're always at Barnes & Noble, and they also have Nido.
I think if I was working at the bookstore and I was getting a book return, I think I'd be automatically annoyed because I'm just assuming that they
read it,
yeah. You know, and are returning it. But like, I don't know, if you read like the first two chapters and you just know it's not for you.
That really seems like a different instance.
I don't know.
But you can't read the whole book and be like, nah, I didn't like it, and take it back. Like,
no, that, no, that's
you're committing
different.
To a whole meal, and then you're telling them, hey, I didn't like it. Can I get it for free?
Right.
Yeah. If you want to weigh in, that's a good one. That's good, Stevie, on the socials. 216-343-1021. It's Jen and Tim Show on Star 102. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. So you're Stevie on the socials. Tell us about it for anybody just joining in.
Yeah, this girl said she goes to Target, buys a book, reads it within a day or two, and then returns it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't do that.
My Aunt Monica just texted me and said, I know someone who used to go to Walmart and buy air mattresses, use them for a couple of days.
No! No!
Oh, my God.
I'm never buying anything again.
Right?
I'm going to start making everything.
That's crazy. Oh, she just texted me, don't mention it on the air.
Just invest in one.
No, I'm kidding.
Just invest in one if you're going to need it that often.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm more mad at the people that are returning it or the stores that are reselling it. Like, I don't know.
Well,
like,
the stores are going to resell it. They got to get their money back.
Of course.
Of course they do. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, this is something we might not have thought about. Please go right ahead.
There's so many bathroom readers in the world. I don't think you should be allowed to return books.
It's so funny. I was thinking the same thing. But what if you are reading that, even if it's a couple chapters, in the bathroom, and then you try to take it back to Target or Barnes & Noble?
The house germs.
Oh, that's a great point.
So gross.
And then you accidentally buy someone's potty book? Not good.
Oh, I don't like that.
Bathroom book? Disinfect your books now when you buy them.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't even know you could take back books until this episode. That freaks me out.
Well, that's a good call. Well, I bet you can't now.
Yeah.
Now it went viral.
And it probably did make it to the bathroom. If she's knocking it out in a day, she has had that book on her at all times, basically. If it's a super long book, she's definitely taking it to the bathroom.
100%.
North Ridgeville is today's Star City at 66 degrees. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Today, primary election day in Ohio. Polls are open now. We choose who will run in the fall for governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and treasurer. Polls will stay open until 7:30. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame may scale back on how often Cleveland hosts the induction ceremony. The new proposal would move it from every 2 years to every three, mainly due to rising costs. The next stop for Cleveland would be 2027. And Barbie getting her own postage stamps.
Oh, my gosh.
A new set comes out with summer. You know, I, by the way, went to the post office yesterday. I had to drop something off. It is busy, always. Always busy at the post office. And I always think how you hate the post office and you hate stamps.
I don't understand these stories. And it's busy.
Did you see the Barbie stamps? They're so cute.
They are actually very good looking stamps.
They are cute. And she's in 10 different careers. Like, yeah. She's an astronaut. There's a surgeon. People that
who
like
uses them is my point when we talk about
you,
this.
I just sent
at
out
Christmas.
I just had a wedding shower for my cousin at my house, and I went and I got the cutest little lovebird stamps to put on the invitation.
What if they don't notice those? Are you offended because you took so much time and chose the lovebird stamps?
All I know.
Does anybody come to the party and say those stamps? It
did my job. Like, I know it looked good. So whether or not they notice them is up to them. I know my cousin Casey noticed them.
That's all that matters.
She was the bride. I wanted it to be good for her. By the way, if you want the Barbie stamps with Tim, which Tim, I'm sure you do, they'll debut July 11th.
I'm going to buy them and just sit there.
No, just use them.
For my one bill a year.
Although people probably collect. Do you think they collect those?
Definitely.
Use those.
I bet there's definitely
them.
Stamp collectors.
I like using them. You know what I think it is? I love stickers as a kid, and I think I love that the stamps
are that makes
are
sense.
Like
adult stickers.
Yeah, they're like adult stickers. I love
that. Now this is full circle. It took us how many years? That's all I needed to know. I was wondering, where is the thrust behind these stories? Because there's eight, like you said, there's primary going on, there's calves, there's all sorts of things, and all of a sudden Barbie stamp makes it. Not that that's not news, but I don't know if it's one of the three things you need to know, but every time there's a new stamp, and I always think to myself, that's fine. I mean, you do a great job with the three things. I just poke at the stamps because I think, why does she care so much about the stamps?
It's like stickers.
You should probably collect these.
It's
Why don't you start collecting them. Have a Betty White one. You've got this. You've got your lovebird or whatever.
And you go in and they have like a little book you can look through to see all the stamps. Yeah, it is.
They do?
It's adult. Yes.
I am glad.
Well, not in North Olmsted. At Westlake, they do.
Just North Olmsted shamed.
Well, I did. I was mad they didn't
have
any.
North Olmsted, get your book up.
The guy at North Olmsted was like, no, we don't have anything when I was looking for the shower stamps. And so I was like, fine, I'm not buying stamps here.
It's getting real long.
I will not. Yeah, sorry. Okay, it's 6:58.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Going to be a rainy day today. Those 70s, 70-degree weather we had yesterday, it's cooling off into the 50s.
Yuck.
That's it?
No.
That's the story.
Are you going to talk about what's been going on with you?
Yeah.
I know we touched on it when we were in Jamaica.
We did.
Because it has been now.
Is that noise? It's a Superman noise or something on your phone or something that's playing
right
now.
Yep, it sure is. It's my phone. It was playing Superman.
Star Wars. Sorry. I would have lost that battle if that was around a Trump Timmy.
I don't know how that even happened.
I just could hear it through my headphones. I have to go to the chiropractor today. My back has been an issue. Like, I mean, it's been off and on, but I would have like a little issue, then it would go away for, I don't know, 6 months. Then a little tweak, lower back, a little something, go away for another year. I didn't think about it. But over the last 11, 12 days, trying to walk around. I mean, I might have been smiling in the pictures and having a good time, and I was, but I had to sit down every, I don't know, 100 feet, 50 feet. It has been an issue. I cannot get it to go away. I did go to a doctor, and they gave me some meds, and I appreciate that. That at least got me up and moving to go to Jamaica because that was to behind the scenes. I mean, I wasn't sure. Can't walk.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to walk through just think about that. Massive back pain trying to walk from your car in the orange lot just through security at Hopkins Airport, let alone Charlotte, which, of course, not a small airport.
No,
I had to get wheeled through there because I couldn't make it. And my wife knew I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
She said, should I get a wheelchair? And for me to say yes takes a lot. And I had to. I couldn't walk.
Even call off of work, you had to call off of work.
I called
Friday before. We didn't know you were going to even make it to Jamaica. You did. And you've been powering through, but you've definitely been in a lot of pain. We've noticed it. And like your body is finally saying to you, you got to treat this. You got to do something. So that's why you're doing that today. And honestly, I'm so glad you're finally going. And I hope they can give you some kind of relief.
That's not what you said yesterday on the air.
That is.
Along with producer Stevie, which I have that audio next.
We do want to prep you for what you're getting into.
Because I've never been.
No.
And to be perfectly honest, I'm scared.
Of course. Of course
I have no idea what to expect. So
we'll talk you through it.
Yeah, you did.
Stevie and I got you.
Yeah. So that'll be next, along with some audio of, I don't know, it was not great yesterday. It was
fine.
A bit scary. That's next.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's cracking, and then they have some of them have those like little poker things.
Oh yeah, they're gonna do that machine where they like smash the thing down. It makes a big noise.
That did not sound super helpful yesterday. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. I have to go to the chiropractor. I can barely walk. My legs hurt. My butt hurts. My back.
It sounds worse than it is. The machine that like slams down.
It like body.
What do you mean a machine that slams down?
Drops half your body.
Yeah, but it. People say it's not bad at all. It just sounds like it is. So don't worry.
Is this gonna hurt?
Well,
I need you to be real. You've both been to the chiropractor. I haven't. Anybody else? 216-343-1021. This is not a bit for the air or whatever else. I'm nervous about going. And I am. I have to go. Whatever happened, it is on a nerve. It is something like I have to go, but I've never been and I'm very nervous.
Well, listen, the main thing it says if you're treated for, we don't know if you have sciatica, but your symptoms sound like that, right?
We've self-diagnosed.
Yeah. The internet says you have sciatica.
What are you guys doing?
Right. And they say a chiropractor will reduce the nerve pressure, which sounds like what you have just based on your symptoms. Will it hurt? I've been to the chiropractor too, and I've been times where it hasn't hurt, and I've been times where it has hurt. But it's not like a hurt like...
This is very wishy-washy. 216.
It's a unique feeling, like because you do hear... popping.
You
and
do
stuff
not hear
like
popping.
You do. You hear it. Like,
you
it's
do
like,
not.
Like, you know, when you crack your knuckles.
That's the worst sound ever.
It's like that, but in your spine.
Oh my gosh. It is not. Are you serious? Are you being serious right now? Is there going to be popping?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you want. You need to pop it.
The Google even says that as well. Spinal adjustments, often with a popping.
I can adjust you right here, right now, if you want.
A popping sound improves spinal mobility and reduces nerve irritation. So I think the popping is good. You want the popping. But yeah, I mean, it's a little weird at first.
But does it hurt?
I think it just depends on your body.
I think it's going to hurt.
I am so sore and sensitive right now.
Exactly.
I feel like anything they push at all is going to hurt severely.
They're going to know how to do it. And then I feel like there's different kinds of chiropractors. Stevie, did you go to the one that has one of those clicky do things? Like a
no, we're not doing like, a clicky do thing.
It's like
I didn't
a pen
pay extra.
Like this, and they click, and it puts like pressure down on certain areas of your body. Oh,
yes.
You pushed
also,
so hard, you broke your pen. Yeah. That's how I need somebody
those
else.
Little like things they glue like stuck on you to like.
Oh yeah, where
weights.
Like zzz,
yeah,
the
shock.
Like
no,
the electric.
There's no zzzoo clicky do.
It didn't hurt, but there was electric. Shock.
Yeah, and they turn it up, like asking you how high you can take it. And yes, I forgot about them.
You're such liars.
God. Yes, no, that's true.
Please, I need somebody. I need not Jen or producer Stevie to comment on this. Is there any? I need a DM. You don't have to be a chiropractor. Have you gone? Has your husband gone? Just anything at all about the experience? Because now all of a sudden I'm getting tased. I'm getting floor dropping underneath
like
me like
tased.
The rotor. I don't know what's happening.
It feels like a light tase.
It's not. I don't want any tase. I would like to be tase free. I would just like to be Tim. Tase free. Grins on both of your faces right now. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Got to go to the chiropractor today. I'm trying to get some inside scoop. I've never been. I have to go. I can't not go. There's so much pain. So I've got to go. It's my first time. You would think you know, two of the closest people to you think would be helpful.
We are.
But they
so
are saying there's a tug, there's a tase, there's some type of pokey pen, there's some type of, I don't know what the last, that was the longest Taylor Swift song I ever heard because I'm trying to take calls through it. I'm trying to forget what you were talking about. There's a drop table.
Stevie brought that one up, but then I remembered. And the zappy, like the electrode
thing.
Yeah,
I've never done the drop table.
And what is the head hammock? Where they
I've never had that.
They're going to pull me from Menor to Willoughby. Oh, it's for
I've
neck
never
pain.
Done
yeah,
that
so
one.
I think you're in the clear on that.
Everything comes up horrible.
Kelly says she highly recommends the chiropractor. She loves hers. The popping is a little scary first, but worth it. But then she goes on, and you can tell she's typing while she's listening. Don't say slams. I'm dying. It's a TENS unit. It's awesome. The zappy thing. But then listen to this. Robert messaged us. He says, I'm dying here listening to the comments. As a chiropractor and a fan of your show, he's a chiropractor.
I should have gone to him.
I can say you will do great with chiropractic. Hopefully your chiropractor takes his or her time to explain it all and makes it comfortable for you. It usually feels great and usually fixes your back pain and sciatica. Good luck. See that? Oh my gosh. Thank you, Robert. You need
Robert,
to let,
if I had a prize for you or a hug, I would hug you right
Robert,
now.
Robert, do you use the clicky thing and the taser thing? And if so, can you tell us their actual
names?
We
need the official names.
The clicker.
Of the severe
right.
pokey pen.
Yeah, the severe.
And the back taser. Isn't it amazing
it's
to you how many
taser.
Doctor's offices we're in? What is it? You tell me what it was. You
it
said something.
It feels light tasing. Like
no,
it's lightly.
It like massages you.
Wait, you're but on your like, you're on your stomach, like, I would imagine, right? You're
electric.
On your stomach, and they and
it
they
depends
put these...
where they put. Yeah, maybe, and they're like little, like you know, like if you'd have like an EKG on your, it's like those little sticky pads, those circles with like a wire that comes out of them, and they turn up a dial on a machine, and it creates like pins and needles in that area, and it's like
massages out the area. I don't know what they did.
I actually wouldn't hate that.
Yeah.
I don't like if I could do without the noise. Does it make that noise?
No, but
or
it,
you're just letting everybody know that that's me getting zapped
noise,
over and over.
Yeah.
It doesn't make that noise, but it feels like a zzz,
yes.
doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
the severe pokey pen, that's like, they get in there deep with that one.
You gotta watch out for that.
Yeah,
that
I don't get
that's
you.
A deep tissue.
I am so mad at both of you right now. All right, I got to get to the phones. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just canceled my appointment.
So, don't.
I don't think you want my opinion.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Well, that lady before you said, I don't think you want my opinion, which means it's going to hurt.
You hung up on her.
The phone, something happened with the phone.
Uh-huh.
I don't.
Right.
Oh, man.
You can't talk to that woman that says you don't want her opinion. You need to go today and then you could talk to her.
It's a good hurt.
Yeah, it's a good hurt.
It's a good hurt.
Are you sure? Because I believe you. The two in here are causing trouble.
No, it's a good hurt. I've gone to the chiropractor and the machine that they put on you that with the electrode, I have a small one at home that I use.
Oh. We could buy one and use it in the studio.
No. Horrible idea. No. Try it Thursday. Tase Thursday.
It's 66 degrees in North Ridgeville, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Game one, round two, NBA playoffs happening tonight for the Cavs. They're playing the Pistons in Detroit at 7:00. Britney Spears in court yesterday. She's avoided jail time in her DUI case, pleading guilty to a lesser charge, which is called a wet reckless. I know. Why is it called that? I don't like that. Not even a little.
I had to look it up. Who's ever heard of a wet reckless?
I thought it was a...
I don't understand.
Mistype or something. I had to Google it last
it's
night.
It's worse than a dry reckless. I looked it up. There's a dry reckless. There's a DUI. There's a wet reckless. There's a moist reckless.
There's a moist reckless?
No, a damp reckless. I don't know. I'd never heard the term before. So that's good. She pleaded down.
But why is it called that?
I don't know who
that was a bad idea.
Somebody mentioned it. This is the thing. It's not the mention. Then somebody approved it. That's the part.
Right.
You brought it to a meeting.
Like a
what are we
going
to call
reckless.
It? Well, it's not a DUI. It's less than that, which is a serious offense. And this is a wet reckless. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I'm down.
I would even a liquid reckless
something.
Would be better. Like
I don't
something.
Know.
Okay. She's getting probation fines and has to complete a DUI program. The Pussycat Dolls announced yesterday they have canceled all but one of their North American dates. They will still perform at a music festival in L.A., but all other dates canceled, including the one at Blossom on June 27th.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.